DKIM replay attacks, why not all emails should be signed? A DKIM replay attack is a sophisticated cyber tactic where attackers exploit legitimate emails that were properly signed using domain keys identified mail, DKIM. By resending such emails like newsletters or promotions with a valid DKIM signature, cybercriminals bypass email security filters. These emails appear authentic, enabling successful phishing, spoofing, and business email compromise, BEC attacks. Even tech giants like Google were reportedly targeted by this technique in April 2025. Marketing emails are prime targets for replay attacks because they are widely distributed, contain generic content, and are easily accessible in public inboxes or archives. Since DKIM only verifies that the content hasn't been altered during transit and not the actual identity of the sender, attackers can reuse these messages without triggering spam filters. To combat this, organizations should be selective about which emails they DKIM sign. Transactional emails such as password resets, order confirmations, and invoices should always be signed. They contain sensitive user-specific data that makes them less useful for replay attacks. In contrast, mass marketing emails with generic content should either avoid DKIM signing or use short-term cryptographic keys. Adding personalized elements or unique links can also make such emails harder to exploit. To further mitigate DKIM replay risks, best practices include using longer, short-lived keys, frequent key rotation, and not relying solely on DKIM. Implementing SPF sender policy framework verifies the sender's legitimacy, while DMARC, domain-based message authentication, reporting and conformance, instructs email receivers on how to handle suspicious messages. While DKIM is a powerful tool, improper use, especially with bulk emails, can open doors for cyberattacks. A thoughtful approach to email signing, combined with SPF and DMARC, forms a robust defense against DKIM replay threats.